Libby Gore on ABC Radio Melbourne and Victoria.
Come November and December, life is full of sacrifice and purpose for a turkey with Christmas and Thanksgiving. So I thought this morning we might look and see what the life of a turkey is like. John Watson is the president of the Australian Turkey Federation and he joins you on the radio. Good morning to you, Mr. Watson.
Are you concerned about the turkeys? I think there should be a fair bit of concern about the turkey farmers. They've got an enormous amount of work ahead of them in the next few weeks to get it all under control.
Well, I'm interested to know what your workload is like. I mean, how has COVID affected turkey production?
It has made it very, very difficult because, not as far as the product goes, but just for planning. And it's very interesting. I've been agonising over what size turkeys we're going to have for Christmas this year. And the turkey industry is a lot different to any other industry. What we've got on our farm is what we have to deal with, and planning starts early in the year and start growing the right size turkeys. But only in America, yesterday was Thanksgiving Day, and normally Americans have all large turkeys, and this year, because people were restricted to their travelling and all the other COVID-related issues, there was a massive shortage of small turkeys in America. So that's just what reiterated what I've been thinking. You know, what size turkeys are people going to want? And what we've got at our farms, they're still growing and we can't stop them. So it's going to be a big issue to try and satisfy what customers want, because any state in Australia is only 1 week away from a disaster. We noticed that, or experienced it in South Australia a fortnight ago. We had 3 days shutdown, and all of a sudden South Australia stopped. People couldn't travel. There was back to small gatherings or no gatherings. And if that happened anywhere in Australia, the week of Christmas week, you know, the whole industry would be, or whole food industry would be in turmoil once again.
And, of course, you've had weather. It's been so hot. It was 44 in Bordertown, I understand, yesterday.
Yeah, very close to it. And once again, turkeys, like all the other poultry, hate that sort of weather, and we spent a lot of time outside with our free-range birds yesterday, shifting sprinklers and keeping them cool, and at about 4 o'clock yesterday afternoon, it was a bit of a toss-up who was going to die first, me or the turkeys, but we all survived and lived to fight another day, and I think today's a cool change coming through, which will be much appreciated.
That'll be much appreciated. Now, John, I want you to tell me about growing the turkey, because I find it fascinating. People obviously have to choose the size of turkey as to the number of people who are coming to eat it.
Yep.
But how do you actually time the turkey to get to that size for the week before Christmas? There must be an incredible lot of strategic thinking in terms of getting the turkeys pregnant to lay the eggs to, like, when is peak turkey mating season to have them ready?
It's all been taken to another level, because now the genetics of the turkeys have been brought in from America a number of years ago, and the turkeys grow so large, they can't even mate naturally. It's a result of artificial insemination.
All of them?
Yep.
None of them get the pleasure of just, you know, falling in love?
No, well, I'd find it pretty hard to love a male turkey, but still.
How many male turkeys to female turkeys, and what sex turkey are we eating?
Well, the female turkeys are by far the best for whole birds, for whole turkeys for Christmas, and the male birds grow a lot bigger, so they are they're grown out for processing. But it all starts early in the year, because you've got to plan how many eggs you need, then they go into the incubators.
That's what I mean. Like, how do you do that?
Oh, we don't do it. We do everything else on our farm. We grow them and process them. We've got our own processing plant, but we buy all our turkeys in from. There's only two large turkey hatches in Australia. Ingham's have got one and Steggles have got one. So we grow turkeys all year round. But the Christmas day old turkeys start arriving in the last week in August, and we get them every week for 7 weeks until the second week in October. And we know that if we know exactly what size every one of those birds is going to be. So we plan that. Well, I've got records, and everybody else would have the same. We know exactly what size every female bird will be the week prior to Christmas when they're slaughtered.
So you don't get the eggs, you actually get the chicks?
We get the chicks, yeah. So no, a completely different enterprise, and we just wouldn't have the ability to do it on our farm.
But turkeys are artificially inseminated with a turkey baster.
Yeah, well, they collect semen from the male birds and transfer it over to the females.
How interesting. So how do you know when... I know... But I just need to know, like, if people have 30 people coming, what size chook do they need? What size bird do they need?
Well, if you're looking at breast rolls and cut-up products, it's quite easy, because you everybody works on around about 200 grams of meat per person. So if you're going to have like ham and beef or something, pork or something, and turkey as well, you just sort of split it up in thirds or whatever. But if all turkey, just work on a couple hundred grams per person with a bit left over next day, and you won't go far wrong. But with the whole birds, it's a little bit different. But, yeah, 4 kilo turkey, which is one of the most popular sizes, it'd feed about 6 or 8 people, and then just go up in size after that.
And what do you, what is your cooking oven recipe? You know, like...
Oh, I think over the years, people have been terrified about cooking whole turkeys, and it's not necessarily that hard. Like, we've had people ring us on Christmas morning with panic attacks, just got their turkey out of the fridge and want some final instructions on how to cook the turkey so it's spot on that day. And after processing as many turkeys as we do in that week prior to Christmas...
You have prawns then.
Well, we try and make everybody feel important because that's a part of our job, and we know Christmas lunch is the most important day of the year for a lot of people. But that's really not what we tend to need on Christmas morning. But we try and be helpful. But, there is some very simple equipment out there now. Like, you can just get temperature probes that you stick in the...
Oh, come on. Like, how many minutes per...
40 minutes per kilo.
Thank you. 40 minutes per kilo. Excellent.
I'd rather technology. Stick a probe in it. Little cord comes out to another little box there. And they've also got remote things now. You can take it to another room of the house. When it beeps, you know your turkey's cooked.
Oh, you're hilarious. When it beeps, it's done. Great to talk with you, John.
Yeah. Thanks, Libby.
John Watson, the president of the Australian Turkey Federation.